Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With the increase in powerful tech at fairly reasonable prices and developer toolkits and online courses, it's never been easier nor better to get into independent video game development. The rise of the indie dev has seen countless amazing titles hit storefronts around the world, and for those who feel like the ever-rotating slop shoot of AAA homogeneity is getting a bit bland, well, these can provide some of the most unique and thoroughly satisfying gaming experiences. But what makes things truly special, though, is that these middle fingers to the big publishers can sometimes come from the minds and tireless hands of just one individual, making for an auteur experience that even Hideo Kojima would be jealous of. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 best video games made entirely by one person. Number 8. Undertale. We all knew that this was going to be on the list, so let's just get it out of the way early. Toby Fox's smash hit Undertale is a force that you cannot deny. And while its fan base might be a little too passionate for its own good from time to time, it doesn't detract from what is a thoroughly brilliant experience. There are almost too many facets of Undertale to praise, in my opinion, from its beautiful lo-fi visuals that hark back to the early days of gaming, to the incredible wit of the central cast, all the way to its approach to upending player expectations. There are so many reasons to not just play through this title once, but multiple times in order to net every ending and experience every ludicrous battle. Plus that soundtrack, Toby, please leave some talent in the tank for the rest of us. We're getting thirsty. Undertale was a passion project that hit the market like a black hole, pulling in critical praise and commercial success at such a rate that it was all people could talk about for a long old while. The fact that fans are still pulling apart this title to this day to uncover new meaning within it just goes to show how loved Undertale is by some. Number 7. Project Toho. Toho. Even saying the name aloud is likely to instill a complex cocktail of emotions in those who have played any of the titles bearing this moniker. For some, it will be a moment of dread, of sweat-drenched panic as memories of shoot-em-up bullet hell come flooding back, and of how utterly migraine-inducing some of the visuals can be. Yet, for others, it will be a moment to smile and reflect on how this utterly insane franchise was the passion project of just one developer. Zun, the man behind the madness, created Project Toho, which is also just called Toho in some places, in 1997, and never for one second took his foot off the gas, going on to create multiple mainline entries and spin-offs to the franchise for years to come. When looking at the sheer complexity and almost stupefying patterns on screen, one might assume a team of mathematicians and scientists specializing in chaos theory came up with this, but in reality it was just one man with a dream. And that dream, to many, was an absolutely nightmarish challenge. Number 6. Dust and Elysian Tale. When looking at Dust and Elysian Tale for the first time, you might assume that it's the product of a huge team of developers, as the ridiculously enthralling art style, huge amount of content, and incredible sprawling levels screams of big teams with big budgets. However, it turns out that Dust was actually just the result of big ambition, all stemming from just one person, Dean Dodrill. While the music was composed by another creative, Dean programmed, designed, and illustrated everything you can see in the final game, making for quite the impressive card to play at any game dev dinner date. Oh, that's nice. But by the way, did you see all of those luscious animations in Dust Elysian Tale? Well, I animated all of those by hand, by myself. Check, please. Seriously, it is mind-boggling to think that just one person created all of this content. And so it's actually little surprise that it took him over 3.5 years to bring his vision to life. Yet, when you look at the critical response that Dust and Elysian Tale received, it was most definitely worth his time, and yours too, for that matter. Number 5. Axiom Verge. Axiom Verge is less a love letter to the Metroidvania genre and more of a bloody romance novel with comedy lipstick marks all over the pages. However, before you write off this indie gem as just being a copycat, you need to consider that what Axiom Verge does best is cherry-pick the diamonds from the crowns of other titles and fuses them together into its own glorious headpiece. There is not a single ounce of fat on this title, and it's clear that this project was meticulously crafted by a true fan of the genre, which Tom Harp totally was. You can tell in some of the design choices that Harp took what worked and cut what didn't, in turn polishing Axiom Verge into a classic of this genre. Liquid smooth gameplay meshes with a hauntingly evocative art style, and it's all tied together with an array of power-ups that makes you feel like a Swiss Army toolkit of death and destruction. Helping to balance this is the stiff resistance put up by the game's enemies, all of which have been tweaked and fine-tuned to give the player a satisfying and altogether fair challenge. Don't skip on this title because of its moments of imitation. Praise this title for elevating the standards by which others should be judged in the genre. Number 4. Fez. When it comes to talking about Fez, there are some that try to separate the art from the artist, mainly in part thanks to Soul creator Phil Fish's online Twitter tantrum that saw him storm off social media and swear off ever making a sequel to this beloved classic. Yet for me, personally, knowing what Fish went through and how much he pushed himself to the brink to even deliver this game, which is brilliantly documented in Indie Game the Movie, by the way, actually gives me more respect for Fez. Because this wasn't just a labor of love, it was everything to Fish. Video game development is looked on by some to be a bit of an easy gig, that getting to craft a video game is a cushy job with lax responsibilities. However, in reality, it couldn't be further from the truth. The sheer time, effort, and will that needs to be put into each game can see developers work themselves to the bone and place themselves into negative mental health headspaces. Therefore, I look at Fez as being a work of art not just because of its meticulously designed gameplay and compelling perspective change gimmick, but because this was the product of a man who gave his heart and soul to make this dream a reality. While it's saddening to think that Fez 2 might forever be a pipe dream, the fact that we have one of the most original and addictive experiences going means that Fez is more than enough for me. Number 3. Cave Story. I simply cannot get over how utterly brilliant Cave Story is. I know that it seems like I'm setting up this title to fall short of delivering on my praise, but I promise you there is a reason why Cave Story isn't just held up as a brilliant example of a well-done game made by one single developer, but as one of the best games in recent memory. And it's all down to how relentlessly fun, charming, and frequently hilarious this experience is. Every single fiber of this title was made with love and forethought at the hands of developer Daisuke Amaya. And thanks to the immense groundswell of support he received from the game's original release, was able to go on and remake and remix the title into its final form. And trust me, we're talking perfect Cell final form over here, because this thing packs a punch. Its action is unrelenting and challenging, and this is all complemented by the brilliant array of weapons and items at your disposal. If you give yourself fully over to its moments of brutal difficulty, you will find a reward much greater than any achievement can offer, as coming out of the other side of this cave and into the light is a beautiful thing indeed. Number 2. Stardew Valley. Sometimes it's possible for fan-made experiences to overtake those which they're imitating, and there is no better example of this than when it comes to discussing Stardew Valley. Built originally as an homage to the old-school Harvest Moon titles, Eric Barone was met with monstrous waves of support and adoration from his online peers when demos for the title hit the scene. Soon, Stardew Valley began to develop a cult following, which eventually led to a monstrous explosion of the title onto pretty much every console going. The brilliant blend of mild adventuring and farm-centric crafting gave Stardew Valley a relaxed pace with a ton of depth that was similar to the brilliant niche that Animal Crossing resides in. Players adored the title as it provided a relaxed experience that grew the more that they put into its mechanics, and when coupled with the fact that the game could quite literally be played forever, made for a title that many were willing to invest serious time into. With expansions and updates taking the title even further, it was soon a worldwide smash hit, and this all stemmed from Eric planting the seeds years earlier and putting in the back-breaking labor to make his vision come to fruition. And number 1, Return of the Obra Dinn. One cannot overstate just how special Return of the Obra Dinn is. Immediately striking and deceivingly rich with depth, Lucas Pope's nautical-based puzzle game is an ocean of enjoyment. What hits players first and foremost is that delicious pseudo-Game Boy art style which sets it apart from its peers. But beneath the surface lies a surprisingly challenging experience that will anchor you in place for the long haul. Pope had already won critical acclaim for his outstanding Papers, Please title, and in actuality, it was a genuinely tough decision as to which of his works to include here on this list. Yet for me, the decision was made much easier when I heard friends announce they'd not heard of Obra Dinn, and I want to make sure that others don't give this title a wide berth. As an insurance adjuster with a magical pocket watch that allows the bearer to view the moment of death of those aboard and snippets of time frozen in place, it's your job to uncover exactly what the hell happened aboard the Obra Dinn. The results are brain-bending, terrifying in places, but more importantly, satisfying beyond all belief. If you are looking to set sail for adventure, this is the game for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.